thank you for your time.
Michelle Krug.
Good evening, Board and Superintendent Janney. I want to applaud your staff for doing a thorough investigation related to this matter, and I do want to encourage you to deny this petition. All of the things that I've heard, it tells me that, for example, the transparency issue. It isn't the district's responsibility to have to search out where the HR and administrative support services are being handled. That should have been presented with the petition. And they should have been the ones that were doing it transparently. The fact that Alliance University, the connection to Alliance University, as you probably all remember, that is a for-profit institute that really takes advantage of disadvantaged students, as we saw as they tried to do the takeover of our adult ed program in National City a couple of years ago, and leaves people with impossible to pay loans for the rest of their lives. I really appreciate the comparison of the outcomes, because that's ultimately what we're really after. If this is not going to add to increasing our outcomes or lessening our gaps, there is no advantage to us to be taking away from our current students to be given to a situation that is clearly worse. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No further speakers.
Thank you. So, unless for further speakers, I'll open it up to the board.
Can I make three clarification statements?
Yes,
three
you can.
Four. So, first, one point was raised by the general counsel around Rodeo 2's approval at the State Board of Education. That was before the Anderson decision came out regarding independent study, and so we do not believe in any way, shape, or form that that was misinforming you. That was an accurate statement. The statement regarding the location and us misstating whether a resource center was placed in La Mesa does speak to the fact that two charters were submitted at the same time, where the La Mesa address was a copy and paste of their petition that was submitted to Grossmont at the same time. And so, yes, we did work with staff at Grossmont as well to talk about those petitions. They are substantially similar petitions that were submitted and had typos in both of ours and theirs on location, and we did try to get that information. Additionally, I think the two typos that were raised actually make the point that staff was making. Yes, you're absolutely right, we did have typos in there, but instead of our English language learner numbers being 2,000 versus the 419 served by Altus as a whole, they're 8,900. So really having an elementary school curriculum for our English language learners and only being able to speak to that, if anything, makes a larger point about the lack of English language curriculum, English language learner curriculum that the Altus has. Additionally, if you look at those numbers, where two points were raised that we provided the wrong numbers related to our numbers, even so, with our numbers, it makes the exact same point that we were making in that chart, which is if you look at the achievement data of our students in our district versus that of other Altus charter locations, we significantly outperform. And so what is that resource that is something that is not being offered by us or is better than us? And so we would still recommit to the fact that we are asking from a staff recommendation that you deny this charter petition.
Thank you for that clarification, General Counsel Carbucci. I'll open it up to questions or comments from the board.
You want me to start, or I can start, or Mr.
Sure.
Solis, Ms. Hall, you want to go?
Go ahead.
I'd also like to thank Dr. Fulcher and the team that he assembled, of Dr. Janney, Dr. Gary, and Ms. Carbuccia to prepare the staff recommendation, and also to the general outside counsels that also helped. In the in-service that we received on the 28th of November, and also in the CSBA sessions that dealt with charter schools that I attended at the conference a couple weeks ago, I think the point, some points were stressed, and they resonated with me. First one, why is a charter school needed? What does it bring that does not exist in the district? What's the difference? What need do they fill, and how is it addressed? How is it unique? Is it a cut-and-paste program? Well, I looked at the Grossmont petition, and so I compared that with the petition for the Sweetwater Secondary School. Other than the titles are the same, Grossmont Secondary School, Sweetwater Secondary School Charter. I found some other things that I'd like to go through. And I know that being part of a, I don't want to say conglomerate, but an organization that has a lot of similar facilities, charter schools, I would expect that some things would be the same. But I would also, based on the fact that, you know, members of the charter school community have said that, you know, they stress innovative programs and that, you know, it's not a cut and paste project. I find it interesting that the two petitions are relatively very similar. The vision statements are the same. For example, on page and in fact the pages of the two petitions are exactly the same. The same information is found, for example, on page 32 of the petition to the Sweetwater District as it is to the Grossmont District. Another example, I find it hard to believe that the charter school would rely on our counselors and assistant principals for referrals. I think that that would be your responsibility and not the responsibility of our staff to send our students to your facilities. We have an abundance of alternative education programs currently in the district. We have learning centers, which comprise the same blended learning that you're talking about. We have a teen parent program. We have home studies. We have independent studies. We have a community day school for middle school students. We have a robust alternative education program, which I think fits the needs of our population. That program is currently under review, and they are going to be looking at making recommendations to make it even more robust and more student-friendly. So I don't think that you're offering anything that we don't already have. Also, I have an issue with 13- and 14-year-olds who may be behind in reading and math, being enrolled in a